Good morning, Henry.
My dear old thing, a very good day, Aggers, and thank you for that.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Old Trafford on what I'm glad to say at the moment is a fine day.
Welcome to everybody at the start of this summer. Hope we've all had a good winter. We've got through it anyhow, which is something.
Holding, bowling remarkably enough on this warm morning in a sweater, moves lightly up, well up on his toes.
Ian bowls to Botham. Botham drives his four runs. A marvellous stroke, that.
What a marvellous stroke. He's played no better shot than that in the whole of this series.
There's one chap in a white and blue shirt holding up a bottle of beer, drinking Botham's health.
Laker comes in again, hair flopping. Bowles turns it on to Maddock. Appeals. He's out LBW, and Laker's taken all 10.
Jeff Boycott has got his 100th, and the crowd cannot resist coming on to the pitch any longer.
He tried to step over the stumps and just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed. And he clips this one away, and that is it. It goes down to square leg. He's made 200, and I'm afraid there's an invasion of the pitch, and Paul Richards is being mobbed.
And a freaker.
Oh, a freaker.
We've got a freaker down the wicket now, not very shapely, and it's masculine, and I would think it's seen the last of its cricket for the day.
We had Lewis playing extremely well. Aggers, do stop it.
Australia are all out for 348 on a golden evening at the Oval.
He's bowled non-stop since tea, am I right in thinking?
No, he hasn't.
I think he'll have given himself a telling off on the way back.
He did very well indeed. Batted for 35 minutes, hit a four over the wicketkeepers. Aggers, for goodness sake, stop it.